So far, we've talked about our thoughts, how they become words, how our words become actions, how those actions repeatedly taken will become habits, and those habits over a long period of time will become our character. That's what we're talking about today. Your habit becomes your character. The things you repeatedly do become who you are, both positive and negative, just like we've talked about the whole way. If you repeatedly have a habit of lying, or you repeatedly have a habit of stealing, you repeatedly have a habit of something negative like quitting, that's going to become your character. That's going to become who you are. That's going to become how others see you. On the other hand, if you have developed positive habits, that is going to be how people see you. They're going to see you as an honest person. They're going to see you as a hard worker. They're going to see you as someone who sets goals and follows through. They're going to see you as someone they can count on, because that's who you are. That's your character. Your habits become your character. So this is Physical Friday, and we talk a lot about workouts and how we can use our mind in a lot of cases to help to develop our physical bodies. A lot of it goes hand in hand. And in this case, it goes hand in hand for sure. Your thoughts determine your words, and your words determine your actions, and your actions become your habits, and your habits become your character. So we've talked about how you can let that inner voice kind of determine the words you say. And if you speak those words aloud, they have great power, both positively and negatively, depending on which ones you choose to speak aloud. And then those words that you speak aloud will help you to fulfill actions. Poor actions, like quitting in a workout. It's just too hard. This is ridiculous. You know, something like that. Or positive. I can do this. I'm just going to put one foot in front of the other. I'm going to keep going. You know, whether that's a workout, whether it's a day of fishing where things just aren't going well. Do you just go home? Or do you try to figure it out? Try to work it out? You can make a bad day a great day. So your habit becomes your character. And that habit can be a good habit or a bad habit. And then that becomes your character. And your character is what we're going to talk about next week. And your character is who you are. That's who you are as a person. That's who you are deep within the fabric of your being. You are this person. And you are that person because of what you've repeatedly done, your habits. And you have those habits because of actions that you've taken. And you've taken those actions because of words that you've said. And you said those words because thoughts that you had in your head, either intentional thoughts that are there to put you on the right track or on a different track or to motivate you or to help you in some way, or other thoughts that it's much more difficult to control, but you can be aware of, the negative thoughts that we all have. We all got them. It happens. Doubt, frustration. Those are within all of us. And, you know, you can choose to acknowledge it or not. That's basically what it comes down to. And if you do that repeatedly, that turns into your character. And I hope you can see that in this short little series that we're doing. And I'm not doing this series because I've got it all figured out. It's quite the opposite. I definitely do not have it figured out, but I am aware of the process. And I have seen how controlling my thoughts, choosing the right thoughts, and seeing those become words, and those words become positive actions, and those positive actions become habits, and those habits become character, and how that character shapes your life. And I've also seen it the other way. I've seen it with myself, and I've seen it with others, where you can develop negative habits through the actions that you're taking. It all goes back to the thoughts that you're thinking, and those habits don't serve you well, haven't served me well, haven't served others well, but it's never too late. You can always change those things. You can always change those habits. You can turn those habits into good habits. You can be aware of what's going on. And that's what this whole series is about. So I hope it's been helpful so far, because we're going to conclude with how your character determines your destiny. And that's next week. I hope to see you there. See you.